Hi, I'm Dan Danford, president and founder of Family Investment Center. If you are a baby boomer, you've surely thought about retirement. Simply, 75 million of us are nearing that magical moment when we can walk away from the gruesome grind forever, say goodbye to bully bosses, petty politics, and our business casual wardrobes. Or can we? Lee Eisenberg's book, The Number, A Complete Way to Think About the Rest of Your Life, ponders all issues relating to retirement. The title flows from life's big retirement question, how much is enough? As we prepare to retire, how much money do we need for the rest of our lives? What is my magic number? Eisenberg uses real-life people and examples to raise some interesting points. He finds, for example, that for some people, retirement is the modern taboo. The subject can be laden with tension. There's talk of money, health, aging, and even death. Some people want to ignore these things, and they'll bring any conversation mentioning them to an abrupt close. It's denial, pure and simple. His real-life angle is very important because it keeps this book readable. Interesting people in an easy-to-read style put this book on the bestseller list despite its weighty topic. A few early readers were disappointed. They complained that the book, for all its helpful discussion, failed to deliver a concrete answer. They came to this book with calculator in hand and a yearning to satisfy their need for solid mathematics. They wanted a rock-solid number. But those readers missed the point. The power of this book lies in the questions it raises rather than the answers it provides. In my opinion, the book is powerful precisely because it doesn't render a finite answer. Here's why. Spreadsheets, mathematical models, illustrations, and actuarial data are all tools of financial planning, and they've been around for a long, long time. Visit the internet website of any quality financial company and you'll find all manner of financial calculators. Seriously. The world doesn't need another reference book of financial calculators. These tools have serious limitations anyway. There are 100 personal variables, and the math, however elegant, is fatally flawed because life's financial reality differs considerably from projections. Three issues alone are enough to discredit any retirement projection: the inability to accurately predict specific lifespan, future investment returns, and future inflation rates. But these three variables are just the beginning. The true power of Eisenberg's book lies in the other discussions, the life stuff instead of the math stuff. See, the thing is, some of us are going to enjoy 3 decades of retirement. Ponder that for a minute. 3 decades of retirement. What are you going to do with those 3 decades? Are you going to work or play? Are you going to travel? Where are you going to live? Are you going to play golf or do volunteer work? Will you stay in your old neighborhood or move to a new retirement community? Which retirement community, and how much will that cost? How about health care? Will you have group health insurance, assuming that you're not eligible for Medicare? Will you need a Medicare supplement, prescription coverage, long-term care insurance? Will you bring new devotion to a healthy lifestyle? How confident are you that today's financial nest egg and reasonably good health will last for the rest of your life? There's a lot of hope in this book, too. Some enlightened people are actually facing retirement issues head-on. They bring excitement, fulfillment, and wonder to the topic. More than anything else, these fresh and thoughtful discussions bring value to readers. You'll meet some devoted professionals on retirement's leading edge. You'll meet Ron Cavell, a financial planner in Colorado who rides a Harley and preaches the importance of fun, friendship, and charity. You'll meet Eisenberg's neighbor, John Nelson from Wisconsin, and Jacob Needleman, who teaches philosophy at San Francisco University. There's a lot of talk about George Kinder, founder and guru of the Kinder Institute, a leading educator in an emerging field called life planning. Here's the bottom line. Every caring adult should read this book. It's the kind of book that makes you think, and this is critically important material. Baby boomers need this discussion, and others, politicians, economists, and educators, will want a glimpse of how the next 3 decades might unfold. You have my promise that weighty people will be studying this book for a long time. Post-war baby boomers changed every institution they ever touched. They are a 75 million person bulge in the American population, and as they've grown, they've changed everything from grade schools to government. The first baby boomers reached 60 last year, and there's a thundering horde right behind. A retirement stampede is coming, and The Number is a solid first look at the road ahead. You need to read this book. Before closing, here's our simple disclosure statement. These comments are meant to provide general information. Investors should seek professional tax, accounting, financial, and/or legal advice before taking specific investment action. This program is produced by Family Investment Center, Inc., a fully regulated registered investment advisor. If you have questions, I encourage you to call our office or visit our website for more information. Thank you.